They'll be playing basketball tomorrow night, Curb Event Center. Belmont hosting Tennessee Tech. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, we speak to the Bruins guard, Adam Kunkel, who's on the line with us. Adam, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. I grew up in Lexington, and I've got to be honest, I don't know where Hebron is. Where is Hebron?
Hebron's at like Hebron. It's northern Kentucky area.
Oh, so you're up more towards Cincinnati, the border?
Yeah. I'd say Hebron's about 10 to 15 minutes south of Cincinnati.
Okay, so Cooper High School, I was drawing blanks. I mean, I know it's been a while. I don't get back much, so, but I was like, I'm not familiar with that area of Kentucky, so it's the northern part. Okay, how did you end up here at Belmont? Tell us your story.
I was just playing basketball at Cooper, just growing up around the northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area. And then I'd say around my end of sophomore year, starting junior year is when I started getting some college looks. And then once I heard Belmont was interested in me, they started talking to me a little bit. I went on two visits. I went on an unofficial with my mom and then an official visit with my dad. And once I came down here, I absolutely fell in love with it. Fell in love with the culture that they're building around here, the campus in Nashville. It's beautiful. And then just loved what Coach Bird had with the basketball program. The guys, what I was looking for when I was looking for schools was just like the brotherhood and how close the teammates are and how well they get along and play together. And I think Belmont just fit that perfectly going along with the playing style of basketball. So I think all that just fit me. And, I mean, once I came on my official with my dad pretty much told me he thinks I would be stupid if I didn't commit here. So, and I couldn't agree with him more. I think this is definitely the place for me.
That's strong words from Dad. You would be stupid, son,
yes,
if you
sir.
Don't go there. Well, you made the right choice, and there certainly is a lot to love with Belmont's campus and this city and certainly basketball and all the success the Bruins have had. So there's no surprise, you know, the likes of you and Murray State, that we've been accustomed to those two at the top battling for a long time, and now you add Austin Peay into the mix, and I know they had a nice season last year, so they've built off of that. I think what stands out to me, Adam, being here two decades plus now and kind of watching how the OVC plays out, usually it's those teams that I said kind of the haves and a lot of have-nots, but I don't really feel that way this year. I feel like it's, you know, it's very competitive night in and night out. Do you agree?
Yeah, no doubt. I think this year the OVC just in general, like across the board, is just a lot more competitive. I wouldn't say a lot more up for grabs, but there's definitely a bunch more teams that are coming out every night, giving you their best, and games are definitely more competitive. Obviously, with Austin Peay and Murray State, but there's other two top teams. They got a bunch of pieces, and it's fun to go out and play against them.
Talk about your season thus far as you guys are getting close to winding things down in the regular season and heading to Evansville for your conference tournament. But obviously you lead the team in scoring. Just tell us about you on a personal note. How have you felt it's been thus far?
Yeah, I felt this year has been a great year. Obviously coming from last year, not averaging too many minutes, but still just trying to do my role and do what's best for the team to get the team W's. This year has been a lot different for me in my role, as my role has changed to becoming a scorer and becoming that leader on the team. I've just been working on my craft every day, trying to become a better leader for these guys. Obviously got a bunch of great teammates that helped me do that. And this year has just been a great year so far. We're going to try to keep focusing on game by game, try to get some momentum going into this tournament.
We're talking to Adam Kunkel, leading scorer for the Belmont Bruins. They are in action at home on Thursday against Tennessee Tech, and then they end the regular season Saturday over at the Gentry Center against Tennessee State. That's going to be a fun one. Adam, you just kind of hinted at it, but I would think that's a challenge for anybody who was a successful high school player like yourself. You come into a team, you probably felt like there were times last year you could have helped, but you had to be a role player, probably for the first time in your life. So how tough was that, and how did you get through it?
I definitely say it was tough just knowing that I want to do as much as I can to help the team win. But every coach I've had growing up has just pretty much told me, like, know your role and do your role to the best of your ability. So that's what I kind of took on last year. I feel like my role was just come in and impact the game any way I could, just defensively get rebounds, and then score the ball when I get the opportunity to. But it was great to be able to have that year and just get a different feel for the game and see the game a different way, and just having Dylan Windler and Kevin McLean above me, that I think that really helped me out and just helped me get up to this part of basketball and just the college game and just how different it is.
Let me ask you about a fellow sophomore on your team who's had a great year, Nick Musinski, a guy who, in this day of college basketball, you don't often see guys with the array of moves, kind of old school on the post, the way he can do it. He's so efficient down there. What's he been like to play with? And you guys came in the same time. I'm sure it's exciting to have a guy alongside of you that you're playing and probably will be playing with for a long time.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely exciting. Having him in there in the post definitely opens up a lot more for me, being able to play in and out and just feed him and let him go to work. He's definitely one of the most skilled big men I've played with, has great touch. So being able to have him in there definitely opens a lot of stuff up for our guards this year.
You've had a couple of really good battles with both Murray State and Austin Peay, as Darren was saying, two other teams that are right there at the top of the league. So as you assess those guys, as you mentioned, this is a deep league and you got to watch out for everybody here, but do you feel like as you come out of it, as you start eyeing the tournament, that you guys match up with well? What have you learned about that opposition during the course of the year?
Yeah, definitely. I think we just learned is just that if we all five, all the whole team, if we stay locked in and stay focused for 40 minutes of the game, I think we can, even if we don't score the ball as well, that defensively is what's going to win us this tournament. So we just got to stay locked in, stay together. And obviously Murray State and Austin Peay are both big-time teams. They got a bunch of talent, got pieces everywhere. But, yeah, I just think mainly just focusing on ourselves, focusing on staying locked in all 40 minutes and just keep doing this thing.
Adam Kunkel is with us from Belmont, and you started this off talking about the culture that Rick Byrd had there, and that was what drew you in. What has the transition been like, albeit you only played a year for Coach Byrd, between him and Casey Alexander?
Honestly, there's a lot of similarities, just because those two have been together a while. But I'd say intensity is just the main difference for me, just how much more intense practices are and just how intense games are. It's a whole lot. But no, I like having Casey on the coaching staff now is great. Having him there, he's pushing us to the best of our abilities, and I think he's getting a lot out of us this year, and I think we enjoy playing for him.
Is it helpful too when you, as you mentioned, that they're similar, that you have some of that you know it's going to be different? You know, when there's a coaching change, obviously Coach Byrd retired, you want to have a little bit of something different, but to have some similarities that keeps the continuity going?
Yeah, absolutely. Having those similarities definitely help keeping the team even keel, and also having Coach Ayers on the staff still is a great asset to our team. I think he brings a lot to the table, and yeah, like you said, I just think those similarities help keep our team just that even keel, and just knowing that it's the same, but there's a lot of differences, and we still got a lot of work to put in.
Was it pretty cool to be a part of when they put Coach Byrd's name on the court, when they now he's honored forever having his name there?
Absolutely, being able to be there and be a part of that was an unbelievable experience.
Adam, I want to ask you one more on the way out here, and we were just talking about the OVC tournament. We were just having an argument coming into the show today about the Rookie of the Year. Our morning show was making a case for Zion Williamson, but Ja Morant is the guy that probably is the front runner. It's been amazing to watch him. I'm sure you're glad that he's not in a Murray State uniform this year, but what has it been like? I mean, just watching him go and excel at the NBA level and knowing that you've gone up against him, what did you think? Did you know he was going to be this good?
I would say I did, just because, like you said, being able to go up against him in that Murray State uniform, I mean, we knew his skill set going into the games we were playing him, and just being able to see him put on at that bigger stage, just seeing him go and do his talent and perform is unbelievable. Being able to play against him, it's pretty cool to say. I don't think many people could say that, and I definitely think he should be the front runner for the MVP. He should win that.
Adam, being a Northern Kentucky guy, did you follow the Reds? Was that your baseball team since you were a close proximity?
It was, yes, sir. The Red Legs, yes, sir.
Yeah, you should go up to your coach and tell him, go Reds.
Yeah, he's a Cubbies fan, as you know.
He'll love it. Go tell him, go Reds. Big
man,
Red Machine.
You. Yes, sir.
Adam, thanks for the visit. Really appreciate it. Go get him tomorrow night, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
All right. Nice talking to you. Adam Kunkel has had a tremendous season, averaging over 17 points for the Bruins. They will be at home tomorrow night versus Tennessee Tech. We will talk to Teron Davenport to kick off the second hour up in Indianapolis at the Combine. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.